June 30th, Wednesday. Why is Sunday worship the key? For those who succeed in Sunday worship, their lives will become vastly different. First, they must start by coming 30 minutes before worship, read the main Bible verses regarding the pulpit message, and have a time of meditation, at least once a week, if they receive God's word, focus, and deeply meditate. God will have no choice but to pour down His amazing grace for them to experience. On the Lord's Day, greatly anticipate the word that God will give and challenge toward praying before worship begins. The End of an Age, Numbers 20, verse 27. Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. No one can live forever. That's why it's imperative to set aside time to think about what kind of life you'll live, what you'll relay to the next generation, and how your life will end. Then how must you live today? Number one, confirm what you've already received and what you will receive. God wanted the Israelites to remember the day when they applied the blood of the Lamb, came out of Egypt, and were liberated from slavery. While traveling through the wilderness toward Canaan, God wanted them to get rid of their nature of unbelief and completely believe in His power. In order for them not to lose the blessing of worship, God instructed the Israelites to live centered on the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant. God's saved children are His temple, and they must daily confirm that His Spirit is with them 24 hours every day. Number two, instruct the future generations regarding what is eternal. Inside your life that has gone astray because of separation from God, you must deeply grab hold anew of Jesus Christ, who is the only solution in life. God's absolute plan is to relay that to children, future generations, and to everyone in the world. The gospel that's imprinted in remnants will not only change their lives, but also appear as works that will save the age and change the world. Armed with this belief and great picture, you must meet and help future generations and multi-ethnic people. Dear God, rather than using people's methods, guide me to enjoy the works of the Holy Spirit. Please help me to enjoy the gospel through your word. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.